Here's another kind of city poem. This time, New York is the city. To me, New York, I suppose, is the, or was for years, a kind of center of history. I now am not at all convinced that the center of history is not an uninhabited island in the middle of the Pacific, which the Navy is using as a bombing target. I'm serious, I'll tell you about that island. Night above the avenue. The whole time that I have lived here, at every moment, somebody has been at the point of birth, behind a window across the street, and somebody behind a window across the street has been at the point of death. They have lain there in pain and in hope, on and on. And away from the windows, the dark interiors of their bodies have been opened to lights. And they have waited, bleeding, and have been frightened and happy. Unseen by each other, we have been transformed, and the traffic has flowed away from between them and me in four directions as the lights have changed day and night. And I have sat up late at the kitchen window, knowing the news, watching the paired red lights recede from under the windows down the avenue toward the tunnel under the river, and the white lights from the park rushing toward us through the sirens and the music. And I have wakened in a wind of messages.